from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Christus Vincit Network.
Ave Maria, and its multiple tunes. That and more on Christus Vincit Anywhere, now in its 80th episode. 80!
80!
Oh my God, what was that?
Christus Vincit Anywhere!
Anywhere!
It's the big
8-0! Anywhere!
Ave Maria, and it's multiple tunes!
Anywhere!
And now, here's the snark of snarks!
Anywhere!
Brian, Michael, Paige!
Anywhere!
Let's journey.
Hello and welcome everyone. Ego sum brianis Michaelis pagina. Today is Monday, May 7th, 2007, and we are in the fifth week of Easter. Yes, we are in May, although devotionally, May is known as the month of Mary. I usually don't overdo Marian music in general during May, at least not at Holy Mass. You know, I don't mind doing special devotions and stuff like that, or maybe an occasional meditation here and there, but it's not something I overdo at Holy Mass. Like, I've seen places where I'll do something like the Regina Caeli or the Concordia Laetitia, both of which are appropriate, especially for May because you're in Easter season. Those are two very good Marian Easter chants. But yet they still haven't recognized those as Marian pieces. I'll hear at the end of Mass, "Brian, it's May." What were they looking for? Bring flowers of the rarest? Ugh. The Schubert Ave Maria? Oh, Hail Mary, gentle woman? No, 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 no. Hail Holy Queen and throne above? Well, that would be fine for Assumption. Yeah. But anyways, I usually don't overdo it that much. Since we don't have Marian devotions on a regular basis, at least not anything that requires my presence at the organ, what I'll usually do is we'll do a Marian meditation just after communion. Once Father sits down, you know, it gives him a couple of minutes, something to sing. Sometimes we do the As I Kneel Before You, which kind of works out nice. That's a big hit at Holy Ghost. And, of course, the Regina Caeli, very important during Easter. We did that one just this Sunday past. Like I mentioned, May, throughout most of May, you're in Easter season. Matter of fact, throughout almost all of May this month, you're in Easter season. The last Sunday of the month, the 27th, you're in Pentecost. That's the day the Easter season officially ends. Well, now, later on in our show, we're going to focus on something a little bit more on the devotional side of May. This is actually a continuation of our Many Moods series. Over the last couple of shows, we covered a couple of Eucharistic hymns in Latin and exposed multiple tunes that these Latin hymns can be sung to. Today, we're going to kick off May with another Latin hymn that is very familiar to many. Ave Maria. And we'll play a few tunes of that. But first, hear them jungle screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, jungle screechers. And a boogada boogada to you too. Well, this week's not as busy as a week we usually have. A little less busy feast-wise. Not totally dead, however. Here are the feasts for the fifth week of Easter. We have three straight Paschal Feriae. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Paschal Feriae, or Easter weekday. Thursday, optional memorial. Blessed Damien Joseph de Verster of Molokai. Friday is another Paschal Feriae. Saturday, we have two optional memorials. You can celebrate either or. Saints Nereus and Achilleus, or Saint Pancras. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints.
Christus Vincit Semi-Live. On a prayer on I-195.
Here, tying up traffic while going semi-live on I-195.
What on earth are you doing driving?
Hey, you guys said I couldn't drive a car. You didn't say anything about riding a scooter.
Seamus, you can't ride those things on the interstate.
Well, why not?
They're too slow.
But this is rocket-powered. Uses 110 octane racing fuel.
Yeah, but just don't build a network for the racing fuel. That stuff's about $7 a gallon, maybe more.
Oh, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm building it with that new fraternity that I'm with. The Schmucks with Scooters Society.
Oh, brother. Schmucks with Scooters is more like it.
Hey, watch it. Anywho, from the top of the Bragg Ridge here in Fall River, Massachusetts, here's the music that Brian and Pals did at his parish last weekend for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Our opening hymn is God We Praise You. Now this is a new tune that the people of Holy Ghost just learned. Well, new to them, not new to hymnody. The text was written by Christopher Idle and copyrighted by Hope Publishing Company. The tune is early American and it's called Nettleton, and it dates back to 1813. The Gloria is Gloria from the Missa de Angelis, which is also found in the Jubilate Deo collection. The psalm is Psalm 145, with the refrain, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God, unto Psalm tone 8G. The Alleluia is from O Filii et Filiae, or Ye Sons and Daughters. And here's the first verse of our offertory. Glory, text by William J. Irons from a collection called Psalms and Hymns, published in 1873. Now the music needs no introduction. That was called Hymn to Joy, as adapted from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Now the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei all come from Alexander Pelagwin's Mass of the Bells. The Lord's Prayer with a chant setting in English. Sorry, had to give it a gas. Now, here's the communion.
Congregamus, menos ente divida amor.
Change to Ubi Caritas Es Vera, Deus EBS, where there is true love and charity. God is there. And now, here's another Mode 6 chant.
Regina Celi, Metare, Alleluia, Quiaque Meruis Deportare, Alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, Alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, Alleluia.
Now that was the Mode 6, Regina Celi. Regina Celi, Laetare, Alleluia. Queen of Heaven, rejoice! Alleluia! You can learn more about the Regina Celi by tuning into the iPadre Chantcast. Simply go to iPadre.net and look for the Chantcast on the sidebar. Once you get there, it's Chantcast number 2. And finally, the closing hymn was Let All Things Now Living, text by Catherine K. Davis, and the tune Ashgrove, which is a Welsh tune. And we'll be back. Hey, I can't see through this tunnel!
Welcome to the Voice of Mary.
Little children.
Presenting the messages of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I am with you and love you.
Our Lady Queen of Peace, Medjugorje, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Thank you for having responded to my call.
Visit our website at iPadre.net.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
What on earth are you doing driving?
Hey, you guys said I couldn't drive a car. You didn't say anything about riding a scooter.
Seamus, you can't ride those things on the interstate.
Well, why not?
They're too slow.
But this is rocket-powered. Uses 110-octane racing fuel.
Yeah, but just don't build a network for the racing fuel. That stuff's about $7 a gallon, maybe more.
Oh, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm building it with that new fraternity that I'm with. The Schmucks with Scooters Society.
Oh, brother. Schmucks with Scooters is more like it.
For the past couple of weeks, we've been playing multiple tunes to Latin hymns. Now, over those 2 weeks, we've been focusing on Eucharistic hymns. We've done O Salutaris Hostia and Tantum Ego Sacramentum. Now, today we're going to kick off May with a focus on Mary and present
the many moods of Ave Maria.
Yes, Ave Maria. Hail Mary. First and foremost, just like our last two episodes, we're going to start off with Gregorian chant. We can use the Mode 1 setting of the Ave Maria. Here it is.
Ave Maria.
Oh.
was the Mode 1 Gregorian chant setting of the Ave Maria. Now, this is the setting, by the way, that appears in most hymnals. After all, chant is to hold pride of place. So, it is only fitting that this chant setting is present in as many Catholic hymnals as humanly possible, even today. Now, let's go into one of my favorite pieces of polyphony. This is also an Ave Maria setting. This setting by the 16th century Spanish composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. It starts out with the opening flourish that begins the chant setting.
Ave Maria.
But then breaks out into some downright gorgeous polyphony. I sang this in my senior year in high school with the All-State Chorus. My current choir has not learned this yet, but they will, hopefully next year. This is a reduction for the organ. I'd sing it, but it's really meant for four parts, a cappella. But here's an organ reduction of that same piece. Notice even some of the polyphony in that piece sounds like it could have been adapted from the chant, doesn't it? I love this piece. Now another setting that's quite nice is one by Jakob Arkadelt. Now again, this one is going to be an organ reduction. I went to record this with voice, and I ended up losing my voice. I kind of came in on lack of sleep. Thank God I had the choir for the next mass. That kind of saved me. But I was losing my voice, so an organ reduction it is. Here is the Arkadelt.
Thank you.
And that one was the Arkadelt Ave Maria. Jacob, or Jacob, or Jacques Arkadelt wrote this setting. 19th century classical composer Franz Liszt has a really cool organ piece based on this Arkadelt Ave Maria. Finally, here's an Ave Maria that I'll bet you 10 to 1 you have never heard before in your entire life. Let's play it. The Ave Maria that there's a 99% chance you've never heard it before. The reason being, this is actually an Ave Maria that, believe it or not, I wrote back in 1985. Not bad for a 21-year-old. What I was looking for when I wrote this was an Ave Maria that could serve multi-purpose. A chorale, or a solo, or, more important than anything, a congregational hymn. Now, this version I played is in the key of F. This is the key I originally wrote this in. And I kept it in that key for quite some time. And it wasn't until almost 20 years later that I've added a high key version in the key of A flat, specifically for soprano or tenor solos, which would work great for like weddings and such. Now, here's some trivia you are not going to believe. Not too long ago, there was a parody floating in the blogosphere that Marty Hagen had written a song while waiting in the drive-thru line at a Burger King. Now, of course, this was a parody and nothing more. Now, you may need to either super glue yourself to the chair or fasten your seatbelts, so that you can safely hear where I wrote this Ave Maria. True story. I wrote the basic melody and harmony while on a day job. I was working at that time in a bathroom stall during break. True story. I was working for an industrial cabinet factory back then. And now here is our musical guest, Julia Anthon. You just heard the most popular of Ave Marias, at least in these parts, the Ave Maria by Franz Schubert, as sung by 8-year-old Julia Anthon. Julia does not come courtesy of Podsafe. She comes courtesy of Holy Ghost Parish and her mom, who is also one of our sopranos in the choir.
Don't touch that mouse.
Anywhere.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Now with Chantcast. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I can't see through this tunnel!
And now, time for the good, the bad, and... the ugly! The good, the bad, and the ugly for May 7th, 2007 is brought to you by... that search for a religion that doesn't corrupt your current lifestyle. Today we have what's called the Nettleton edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what we're going to do here is promote hymns that are often set to the tune Nettleton. Here we go.
The good.
God we praise you, based on the Te Deum, or Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, an 18th century text written by Robert Robinson. Not to be confused by Robin Robertson.
The bad.
Sing a New Church, that hideous hymn of self-conceit by a Benedictine nun.
The ugly.
Sing a New Church, sung in his beautiful, well, once beautiful basilica, just recently renovated by Dick Vasco.
What the hell were they thinking?
Christos Vincit.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley, Alleluia. Or give us a DIGG, Alleluia. Christus Vincit anywhere, Alleluia. You can find it from your chair. Hallelujah.
Ah, the merry month of May. Grass grows, flowers bloom, and votes are collected at Podcast Alley. Gotta love those votes. Keep them coming. Keep the digs coming too at dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. Also keep that feedback coming, whether they be on the message board or on iTunes or by email. And for those who have done any of that already, thank you. And please, don't forget our friends over at...
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
Disciples with Microphones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
One more place to cast your vote. The Blogger's Choice Awards. Christus Vincit the Blog is running for Best Religion Blog. And Christus Vincit Anywhere is running for Best Podcast. Blogger's Choice Awards are a mix of religious and secular blogs and podcasts. But wouldn't you like to see a Catholic blog or a podcast win all the marbles? Come on down to Blogger's Choice Awards and cast your vote. There's a link in today's show notes, and winners will be announced on June 2nd. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christus Vincit Anywhere. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. Come on, suggest something, will ya? Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christos Pinchin is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network.